And this past Sunday, a tragic shooting and fire at the church in Grand Blanc has left a lot of communities shaken and raised urgent questions about how to keep houses of worship safe, guys. And, you know, you're hearing more and more of these events happening in places of faith. And churches are now beginning to have security in the church, people with firearms in the church. It was not like that not so long ago, but now you're having more of it. And on the phone to talk more about this is Ralph Gottbe. He is the former Detroit police chief, and he is now chief of staff at Triumph Church. And he was just down the street when the attack happened at the church in Grand Blanc. Chief, good morning.
Good morning, Lloyd. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you for joining us this morning. Kind of take us to that moment when you noticed something strange was happening just down the street from where you were. And why were you in that area in the first place?
Well, as you know, Triumph Church is a multi-campus church, and we have two facilities, one in Burton, Michigan, and one in Flint. On the way to the Flint campus for our Sunday morning service, and as I was on the way, I-75 approaching the Grand Blanc area, the police and public safety activity, it was so voluminous. And just from my experience of almost 30 years in law enforcement, I knew something really bad was going on. I had no idea until I got to the church, and some of the staff informed me that there was a mass shooting at the Church of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc. In the immediacy of the moment, we did not know that the shooter was put down. And, to the first responders, the two police officers from different agencies that responded, Lloyd, they did it by the numbers. They approached the threat. They eliminated the threat. But the carnage and what was left over in the aftermath, I think the average mass shooting, most of it happens within 5 to 10 minutes. And just to know how devastating and devastated that community is, what it's done across the country, it is just absolutely heartbreaking to know what Grand Blanc is going through.
As you said, they got there within 30 seconds, and
yes,
then this still happened. Does that
yes.
make people of faith, people who gather to practice their faith, on edge? And how can we keep these churches, synagogues, mosques safe?
It absolutely does. And you bring up an excellent point, because a church, a mosque, a temple, that's the place that people go for refuge and redemption. It's supposed to be a welcoming environment. But unfortunately, in these times, even churches, which are considered soft targets because of that, we have to have levels of security, whether it's visible or, somewhat discreet. We also have to have people that are trained to recognize certain things. And then also, and when I mean certain things, I mean from a mental health standpoint, there are some manic behaviors that if you are trained properly, that will give you some cues. And then last but not least, we also have to have active shooter protocols so that people that, if the police don't get there as fast, or if you're encountering it immediately, sound off, cover, evacuate, fight. If you're in a position to where you could possibly disarm or disrupt the shooter, there are just a number of training protocols that churches are going to have to engage in. It's just a sign of the times that we're in.
Mike Harville is the president of the Security Leaders Coalition. He told Channel 7 that more churches are taking this seriously. They're ramping up security measures to protect their congregations. What do you do at Triumph to make sure that that your congregations are safe?
Well, we train quarterly. We have monthly leadership meetings, and those are the topics that we go over. We do have a security staff. They're volunteer. Most of which are professional security experts and or law enforcement, some retired law enforcement. I'm retired law enforcement, so we're very fortunate in our congregation to have, we have three former chiefs of police that are members of Triumph Church, former state director of the Michigan State Police. So we have a lot of expertise and training that's involved in our volunteer security. It's very discreet, but it is visible, and we do understand that, you know, there are unfortunately people that, you know, they get radicalized to a certain way of thinking. And when people get to a point of religiosity to where they now demonize somebody for their belief, it is just a horrible combination. And then you add to that just the vitriolic nature of the, you know, public discourse from a political standpoint. And that's, I'm not commentating left or right. Vitriol is vitriol. Hate is hate.
Yeah.
And, you know, when that's out there, all it takes is one individual that's disturbed. And this is the thing, team. Security has to be right 100% of the time. And a assailant only has to get it right once to devastate a community. So that's what we're up against. And then you add to that, mental health helps. Thank God they are becoming much more okay to talk about. We still have a long way to go to make sure that we normalize mental health and wellness.
Ralph Godbey, the former Detroit police chief, now chief of staff at Triumph Church. Appreciate you coming on and giving us some insight this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity, and prayers continue to go out for the Genesee County area.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. You know, and it's getting to the point where, you know, these, you're asking, do we need metal detectors? Do we need security guards? How much security is too much when you have a place of worship where people are welcome?
Yeah, whatever people feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Coming up, those Tigers, we will talk about that game yesterday. It was awesome with the MLB Network reporter coming up at 8:35.